MFM News.
Students from across Kent have been picking up their GCSE results today. Figures out in the last hour show results have dropped to their lowest level since 2008. Josh has spent the morning at Temtree School in Gravesend.
You just opened your results. How were they?
Better than I thought they would be.
What did you get?
Two A's, an A star, two B's and a C.
I'm quite chuffed with them. Yeah, I've got mostly sort of A's and A stars, which is what I was expecting.
Well, there's been mixed reactions from the students I've been speaking to today. 54% of the teenagers at this school in Gravesend got five or more A star to C grades. Abdul is a Syrian refugee. He only moved to the UK 2 years ago. We were with him when he opened his results.
I didn't expect them results. I got a C. I passed my maths and English. I got a C on them. And I got a B in science and an A in Arabic.
What support have you had since you've been in the UK?
Parents, obviously. And the school helped me, really did help me a lot. Like, I went through phases I didn't think I would come back from.
Well, early indications show grades have fallen across the board. The number of students getting C grades is down from last year, with just two-thirds getting a so-called good pass. There was also a decline in the number of people getting A stars, but Roger Goff, who's in charge of education at the County Council, says it's too early to know for sure.
At this stage, it's very, very early to say. It looks as though here at Thamesview School, things have gone very well, but we are still picking up, and will do throughout the day, the picture across the county.
Jo Fowler is from the Kent-based Hadlow Group. She's got this advice for students.
If you haven't done as well as you expected, we do have options. You can study the same subject, but a smaller qualification. You might have to go down a level.
And you can hear more from Jo and get advice on what to do next in a special GCSE surgery on the hit list tonight from 7. That's right here on KMFM.